To begin, I'll start with how we define success in this project. And it was Théâtre Français de Toronto is the Toronto home for French language TYA practices. This is what we hope to accomplish. I think we got mostly there. But through this project, TFT set out on a journey marked by self-discovery and outreach. And it is difficult for us to separate them as we endeavor to grow as an organization in order to truly put into action our mandate. TFT has always sought to safeguard the cultural life of all Francophones and Francophiles in the GTA. And more than ever, this would, we hoped, include teachers, children, and teenagers of all backgrounds. By 2016, TFT was regularly developing and producing a series of short stories by and for teenagers known as Les Inspirés. It was and still is considered a cornerstone of our annual programming. It also serves as an exploratory space for creators who reinvent the form of the show every season. We also presented one production for children, usually before the winter break. But it was also evident in 2016 that we wanted to and could do more and better in quantitative terms. This desire was fed by our growing awareness of the demographic growth of Toronto's Francophone communities. Between 2016 and 2020, the GTA's two French language school boards opened no fewer than 14 new schools. Toronto's Franco-Ontarian community was also welcoming Francophones from around the world into its fold. So Guillaume, Geneviève, and Marie-José were now sharing classroom and social circles with Fatouma, Chaka, Nabil, and Abdourahmed. There were many challenges along the way. These included building programming that would better attract a more diverse audience base, building internal capacity to manage growth from about 3,000 to 6,000 tickets sold annually in TYA, and understanding how to adapt and build cultural mediation practices so successful in Quebec and France, but needed to be adapted to the particularities of our audience. And let's not forget the importance of building relationships with growing a mailing list from 500 to 10,000 names during this period. These challenges we expected, but we did not expect during the same period to have to rally the same community to save a French language university, because we could not do our work without dealing with that situation. The schools were all focused on it, and so were we, or to have to operate under a pandemic. But we rolled and continued to roll with the punches. Through it all, we held a leadership role in the fight for our children's educational future and successfully moved our programming online past spring. These were two big wins. There were many along the way. It's hard to choose. I would offer the production of Impatience, a creation piece led by Anne-Marie Ouellette that included teens on stage. I will never forget the performance where the only Caucasian persons in the theater were one actor on stage, the stage manager in the booth, and myself. All 160 individuals, teachers, students, and performers were of diverse backgrounds other than us. It was both surreal and magic. I'd also mentioned Traversée, the first time Quebec Sign Language was used in performance on stage in TFT, so the equivalent of ESL that's being translated here during this meeting. Our outcomes are many, but a few favorites include art, and have I talked to you about art yet? Never once did we sacrifice on quality or pander to outside considerations, including curriculum. The artistic experience of the audience, regardless of their age, was always at the forefront of everything we did. Two, TYA productions now represent more than 50% of TFT's programming when it was less than 15% in 2016. And we built partnerships, including those with Alliance Française and the WE Festival, just to name a few. And these relationships continue to grow, yet we remain conscious that they grew in part due to a lack of access to appropriate performance spaces for our TYA shows. TFT still does not have a home. And through all this, through the highs and the lows, we believe we helped build hope. We helped keep the flame of theater burning bright, particularly most recently. We made a lot of friends, including you guys. And we think that the TFT is ready for the next 10 years of children and teenagers theater in French in Toronto. And that is perhaps the most important thing for us. We're ready to move forward. Thank you.
Thank you, TFT. And I now invite the Fringe to come back onto the screen and engage in a short little conversation.
Hello, thank you. This is Laura speaking. Thanks for that. Our question for you is, what was in this experience the most surprising underlying challenge that you encountered through this journey?
Oh, goodness. I would think there's so many. I'll give a quick one. I think that we assumed that monies that come to French language minority schools that were earmarked for cultural activities would in fact be used for them. And in fact, it was a much more complex situation than we first anticipated. Culture is a very vast term in French, and it's more often used for art by students rather than students being exposed to art. And so we ended up having to do a lot of education in regards to the importance of seeing professional, because if you don't have models, you can't create it yourself. Just, Lane, do you have anything to add?
Yeah, well, a positive obstacle, I think, and Adahi can tell me whether I'm right or wrong, is that all of a sudden became very successful because we had some students increasing our database. And when we started like in the fall, especially the year before the pandemic, I think I almost became overwhelmed with the response and having to develop very personal relationship with each teacher because there was so much demands for our school matinees all of a sudden. That was a good problem. And also, well, that's positive. I mean, there was one obstacle, but that we realized that in order to increase audience base, we faced the fact that we had to use English subtitles for some school matinees, from especially immersion, because at first we were reluctant to do this because we thought, well, the teachers were like, I want my kids to understand everything. So I don't want them to read. I want them to really be good at French. But then the students were bored. As soon as we started putting subtitles, total different experience. We had best houses and the kids were more involved and participating more.
And so now as you look to sort of the next steps, what do you have a sense of like what the next step is for you with regards to this experience and how it's going to move you forward?
I'm going to start this, but I think Adrien can speak about it a lot more than I can. We'd like to deepen relationships. We've reached the capacity that we want in terms of number of shows, but we want to go deeper with the relationship with teachers and students. So Adrien, if you want to talk about that.
I can add more things as what you said, Joël, but we can't wait at the TFT to see the end of the pandemic, even if the world changed definitely, probably, and maybe the things will be never it was before. We don't know about that, but we started a program to improve our relation with the schools, with the young people, just a year before a strike and then a pandemic. So we had just 1 year and a half with a good context for our program. So yes, we can't wait to see when we will be back at school, when everybody will be back at school.
Awesome.
And I'd say out in the, it's Ghislaine speaking, and also out and about and coming back to the theater. That's also a big question mark for the long term. But one good news we can share is that the position that Adrien had through MedCalf, we kept, like now it's become a permanent position. So we managed to secure, we just decided we need that position within our organization.
So we're just getting started.